Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is El Paso Pro Musica Executive Director Felipa Solis, making a difference in 2020 through music in the community, both El Paso and Las Cruces. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily. It's always so great. We just love to be able to come to Las Cruces and just make a musical difference.
And what's new in 2020?
Well, we've been pretty much knee-deep in our chamber music festival that began with incredible performances at the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center with Matt Herskowitz, Zool Bailey at the Double Eagle. But now we continue with another truly incredible quartet, a very young quartet. It's the Catalyst String Quartet, and they're hailed by the New York Times at their Carnegie Hall debut as invariably energetic and finely burnished, playing with earthy vigor. And what they do, what their mission is to break down the walls of classical music so that there isn't any kind of a disparity. There is a love and appreciation and bringing about different kinds of classical music genres to their performances. For instance, their performance in Las Cruces and El Paso will include what they're calling Southern Hemisphere music. And they will be dedicating this evening performance and afternoon performance in El Paso to music of Latin America, but some of the finest composers. There's Gabriel Elena Frank, and then, of course, there's Astor Piazzolla and his incredible Argentine tangos that are classical music at its finest and just an example of the finest in classical music in Latin America. And so that's what their focus is.
And again, that's going to be Saturday, January 25th at the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center in Mesilla at 7:30 p.m., 1740 Calle de Mercado. And then Sunday, January 26th, like you said, in the afternoon at 2 o'clock at UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso, Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. How were the last concerts received and attended?
Oh, very, very wonderfully well. And we tried to make it kind of special. The beauty of chamber music is that it's intimate. And what's wonderful about the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center is that it's a small venue. So the musicians are right there, which also gives you an opportunity to meet them after the show and make it an intimate musical experience rather than it being so very, very formal. And so we like that about this venue, and we always appreciate coming to Las Cruces, including wonderful places like the Double Eagle, where Buddy and Margaret Ritter are just so very gracious and generous. But we are very, very proud to be funded by the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico, making this happen, and the Doña Ana Arts Council working so diligently to bring art and music together, because there are always beautiful things to look at on the walls, and you're hearing incredible music at the same time. So it's been really a truly wonderful relationship this season for El Paso Pro Musica.
And you've had a lot of families attending and students.
Yes, we love when students attend. We have to remember that our El Paso Pro Musica tickets are only $5 for students. And that means all students, any age, from elementary school to college and beyond. So we really want to make an effort of bringing families to our concerts. They're family friendly, user friendly, and making it accessible, which is the key for El Paso Pro Musica, accessibility to incredible music. And that's why we love to come to Las Cruces, because Las Cruces is kind of one big hug.
Well, let's talk more about Catalyst String Quartet, where they're from, their performances, their instruments, and all.
What's very interesting, Emily, about the Catalyst String Quartet is they're representative of the Sphinx organization. And that is a national organization that's dedicated to promote diversity in classical music. There are a number of people in our classical world who are very, very dedicated and devoted to the Sphinx organization. I mean, including from Yo-Yo Ma on. And so we're very proud that this particular quartet, who Zul Bailey, our artistic director, has been working with for many years and has seen them grow and really cultivate their talents. And what they're doing now is so exceptional because they're, again, breaking down the barriers, making it where people, especially young people, can't possibly say, you know, it's classical music, it's hard to deal with, it's too up here, it's hard to reach. They're bringing it to a new level. And that's what's really, really very, very wonderful, because that's very, very helpful for new generations. The musicians are just incredible. There's Paul Araya, who is a violist. Carlos Rodriguez is a very renowned cellist. We're exceptionally proud of one of the violinists in the organization, and that's Jessie Montgomery. She's an African-American violinist who is really taking the classical world by storm, because she is a new and exciting composer. And a lot of young classical groups, quartets, ensembles are really embracing her music. As a matter of fact, we just had an ensemble here from Johns Hopkins University, the Bergamot String Quartet, that was here in this last November at the concert at the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center. And they performed music by Jessie Montgomery, which was really super exciting for El Paso Pro Musica, because here this young, vibrant, exciting group is playing music that's composed by someone who's going to be coming to perform in more of our concerts. So there are all kinds of very, very beautiful connections. Also, Carla Donahue Perez is also a violinist. And they have been together, as I mentioned, a long time, with diversity as their focus. And they also perform Brahms and Bach and Beethoven and all of the incredible greats, but they do it in such a way to get audiences. Again, we can't emphasize enough the young audiences and how we're really working to shape and mold a new generation of classical music enthusiasts. And it's really very, very exciting to see the different kinds of music that the quartets and the ensembles who are coming and representing Pro Musica have to offer.
Have they performed here in Las Cruces before, or in El Paso?
Yes, they have, as a matter of fact. It was in 2014, and they were very young, very new, very exciting. And Zul Bailey, our artistic director, had brought them to his festival in Alaska. And he was so very, very impressed with how they even embraced the universe of Alaska that he brought them to El Paso. And since then, their careers have really skyrocketed to where they're, as we mentioned earlier, they're performing in Carnegie Hall and getting incredible notice from the New York Times. These are the caliber of artists that we bring to the region, but also to bring artists who understand the importance of accessibility and to make accessibility the key in their performance. So when they're here on Saturday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center, and that's right there in beautiful Mesilla, go have a fabulous dinner somewhere in our fabulous community here, and then come and enjoy. We also will serve wine and cookies. This is a very, very intimate evening of music. They'll then perform again the next day at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 2 p.m., and that's Sunday, January the 26th. So we're super excited about this.
Let's talk about the instruments. I wasn't familiar with the difference between a viola and a violin, and then there's the cello, which is bigger. It almost looks like a bass violin.
It's called a violoncello, is what in Italy, in Spain, and that's what it's referred to as. It was a violoncello, and it is a very, very noble instrument. The cello is the instrument that is called the closest to the human voice. And so it's kind of a song. When people want to hear cello music, it's comforting, it's soothing, because there are so many incredible bass tones, but then there's so much that's happening, which is why that was the Bach cello suites. There's nothing more incredible. What Pablo Casals made world-renowned, and what even our own Grammy Award-winning cellist Zul Bailey has brought to the table with his own six Bach cello suites. So the cello is truly truly a remarkable instrument. Now, the violin and viola, they may look alike, and they have basically the same structure. They can even have the same color, although a lot of musicians, even Zuhl, has those carbon fiber cellos that can withstand all the elements, and they can play them anywhere they want. But there are major differences between the violin and viola. Violas have a deeper and mellower sound than the violin, but both instruments, of course, are orchestral string instruments, and they originated in Italy. And this is hundreds of years ago. As a matter of fact, Zuhl Bailey's cello is a Matteo Grifoller that dates back to 1693. And when that cello was made by Matteo Grifoller in Italy, Bach was only 8 years old.
So the violin is used in not just classical music, it's even used in mariachi music.
Mariachi music, the violin is key. Fiddlers, country western music. It's such a beautiful instrument, and it's really, truly remarkable how so many new, young, exciting performers that we have are just making such a difference and utilizing these incredible instruments to help make this happen. These are all classical instruments that can be used in any other sort of music making, clearly, but in a quartet, this is the ideal, the two violins, the viola, and the cello.
Well, this, again, is going to be Saturday, January 25th, Doniana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center in Mesilla, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, January 26th, UTEP Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, El Paso, at 2 p.m., What else is happening? In January, you still have the box lunches every Thursday at noon at the El Paso Museum of Art.
And those are free. And we'll have incredible cello music. We will have incredible pianos. And so we encourage you to come out every Thursday in January. But February 1st, we have, it's a one-night-only scenario in El Paso, and that's the great Dean of American Cellists, Lynn Harrell. He was Zuhl Bailey's idol growing up. I think he even took a couple of master classes with him. He was considered one of the best, and he hung with the best. And the two Grammys that Lynn Harrell has, he earned with Itzhak Perlman. So it's really very, very special that we'll be able to close the festival in El Paso on February 1st, UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, 7:30 p.m., with the great Lynn Harrell. And then in March, we present Itzhak Perlman, March 3rd, and that is at 7:30 p.m. at the Plaza Theater. So it's going to be incredible that we can have both of these amazing artists pretty much coming back to back in our region, and how they worked so well together for so many years, and they're both celebrating their 75th birthdays.
You talk about funding coming from the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico.
The Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico was gracious enough to recognize what we're trying to do in the community. We're doing a lot of master classes. We're going to schools here in Las Cruces. And we were awarded a very special grant by them. And so we honor them by doing incredible things in the community to make that happen. And we hope to continue in Las Cruces because it's very important for us to keep this community vibrant with all of the music and all of the friends that Zuhl Bailey has, because the wonderful part of all of it is the fact that he travels all over the world and he meets such incredible people. And so it's a very special festival, this particular one, watching an incredible group like the Catalyst String Quartet grow to become so renowned, having a cellist like Lynn Harrell, and then, of course, culminating the season with the world's greatest violinist, Itzhak Perlman. Again, student tickets are $5 for all of these concerts, and you can get the tickets at eppm.org. Only $5 for students. We can't say that one enough. Now, this is for the Catalyst String Quartet, and if you come to El Paso to see Lynn Harrell, you can also go to eppm.org and purchase your tickets there and see more about the programs. With Itzhak Perlman, the tickets are available at ticketmaster.com. It's an entirely different venue being at the Plaza Theater, so it's going to be very, very exciting. Even if you're in downtown El Paso, take a stroll over to the Plaza Theater box office and buy your tickets there and avoid all the fees.
Thank you again, Felipa Solis, from El Paso Pro Musica, Executive Director.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you at the concerts.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.